This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tiger, Phil, Peyton, and Brady, they got together for their four-person The Match 2 on TNT on Sunday. Weather conditions were just terrible.
Awful.
Actually, I think it got delayed, their start time. Wasn't it supposed to start around 11? And yeah. I turned it on at noon going, oh, I'm probably four holes back. They hadn't even started yet.
No, I think it was supposed to start at noon.
It was, the TV broadcast was scheduled for noon, but I think they were supposed to get going
earlier.
They had to fill quite a bit.
Yeah.
I thought I had heard throughout the week that it was going to be 11. Anyways, that doesn't matter. The weather sucked. Where do you want to start? Tom Brady lying about his handicap, Phil Mickelson being awesome, Tiger Woods and his legs, or Peyton Manning and his random comments slash hatred and devotion to Tennessee football.
Dude, some of his Peyton Manning trash talk was off the charts. And maybe I should have expected that because he was kind of funny on the little teleconference call that they did. Like, he had some good lines in there about the combined rings and that kind of stuff.
How New England would root against Tom Brady because he just left him.
His line about Brady should have had Gronk caddy for him because Gronk does everything that Tom wants him to do. His line that Eli and Nick Foles should have been there because he can't beat him in Super Bowls. Like, dude, Peyton Manning trash talk was off the charts. And I fully am ready to admit whenever I'm wrong. And I remember when the format was announced, I was like, this is stupid. Who wants to watch Peyton Manning and Tom Brady golf? One, it was awesome to watch Tom Brady suck because he's good at everything and he's married to a supermodel. So it was fun to watch him flail around a golf course, even though he had the shot of the day. But after a shot of the day, he split his pants. So it kind of was a net even. And then Peyton Manning, like, his commentary and jokes, like, made the day, I thought. Like, Phil was great.
He was a pretty good little golfer.
Dude, his iron play was great. Like, somebody texted in his every par three he was dialed in. Like,
he's on the green almost every time.
Like, I love watching pro golfers, but the match, whatever they called it last week, and the drive for relief, I watched five or six holes of it on the DVR and was like, all right, this is dumb. I'm going to turn it off. I just saw a couple of shots here and there. I did the same thing. I golfed Sunday afternoon, got back late, and I was like, I just want to dive into it. I ended up watching almost all of it late on the DVR because it was captivating television.
It sounds like Turner got a real advantage, too, of seeing the previous week's golf tournament not go well and
don't
say,
do it that way.
We're not doing this. Yeah. We're not doing that. Yeah. We're not going to call the president up. We're not going to put Bill Murray on and put him on hold.
Right. Let's get Justin Thomas calling Charles Barkley a fat ass in front of 5 million people.
Was Charles always a part of the broadcast?
Yeah, he was in there from the start.
Okay. I think so, yeah.
When I turned it on for pre-match coverage, he was one of the four people. It was him, some Scottish guy, or a guy with an accent, so apologies
that
there.
That is former Masters champion Trevor Immelman from South Africa.
There you go, South Africa. He had a great accent. He had a great accent.
That's close enough.
And
close enough on the accent.
Brian Anderson. I love Justin Thomas on the course, too.
He was good.
He was great.
He had a good balance of actual golf perspective mixed in with calling Charles Barkley a fat ass. Now, I also enjoyed Tom Brady to a certain extent because he didn't allow how crappy he knew he was to bring his entire attitude down. Like, was he frustrated? Sure. But when you start playing golf that poorly in front of 6 million people.
And in front, and with like Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson.
And your counterpart in football and Peyton Manning, who's doing a pretty damn good job.
He's whooping your ass out there.
We've all been in that mode, right? Sure. It's easy to get into a bad mood and you kind of, it's basically what Swigard became on Sunday at your bachelor party. Nobody wanted to talk to him. He didn't want to talk to anybody else. He was blowing up on the course. It happens. That's what golf can do to us.
Sure.
But I love that he kept it kind of neutral, laughed about it. He hit a couple big shots. Not only that birdie, he had a putt that they needed to win a hole. And I'd say it was a good 17 feet away. And Phil was like, kind of straight, goes a little left. He hit it perfectly and drained it.
Yeah.
So he had some good moments as well. Overall, well done. And not only that, they raised, what, $25 million for COVID?
Yeah, it was insane. They had the $10 million that they started with from whoever was putting up
all
the
big
initial
sponsors or something
stuff. And then,
I thought that was great. And you can't, look, I know the PGA is coming back. There is no excuse. You could be doing this every weekend going into the start of the PGA Tour if you wanted to do that. You really could. And I think you would get roughly the same amount of years. It'd probably skew anywhere from 3.8 mil to about what you topped out at 6 or 6.5 million, depending on who's playing. But there's an audience out there, man, that just, I know I was at my in-laws' house on Sunday afternoon. We did a little yard work, and then I was doing nothing. I just brought up on my phone. I watched the first 14, 15 holes. I saw the couple end at the end on DVR when I got home. But I watched most of that whole tournament or that round. It was it was fun.
The notes, the numbers, by the way, for last week, which was on NBC, I believe, the TaylorMade Drive for
Relief. It was on Golf Channel.
Golf Channel, okay. That averaged about 2.3 million people, the TaylorMade one.
My guess, it peaked early and
probably
stuck around.
But that's the Golf Channel, though. You put that on NBC or Fox?
Sure. Maybe it would
be bigger. Ups it to 3.5.
Sure, but this was on TNT and TBS, so it wasn't on network television. It averaged 6.3 million. People, which is a huge, huge number when you consider that for other golf tournaments. For example, that outrated the opening round of the Masters last year. The average on ESPN last year when the Masters started, of course, the Tiger won 4.9 million. So you had almost 1.5 million more people watching that. It also had more average viewers than the final rounds of last year's PGA Championship by 1.3 million and the British Open by almost 3 million.
Yeah.
Like, you outrated two major championships on average. So it was an ultimate hit for golf. It was great to see. It was entertaining the entire time. I think the part of it, just from a golf fan angle, that I would love to see, at least in the short term, and this goes back to the conversation we were having about the NHL and the NBA and how can you enhance the television stuff. Having somebody like Phil Mickelson mic'd up and hearing his thought process through different shots, like, that was the first thing that stood out to me when I turned it on, because I had some buddies texting me while I was golfing of saying how cool that was. So I was excited to get home and watch it. Like, his thought process and explaining what he was thinking, here's what I'm going to try and do, and then executing the shot was so fun to watch from a golf angle. That you have to find a way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Is rope a couple of those guys in when tournaments come back in June, of just saying, hey, man, are some of you okay to be mic'd up? If you can do it in a baseball game, there's no reason you can't do it in golf. They're talking to their caddy. You don't have to have an interview with them back and forth, but just to mic them up so you can hear their thought process more. I love that, and I thought that was a great angle that they had.
We got some more thoughts on this. You're welcome to chime in with your thoughts as well at the fan text line 55305. We'll get to that. We got NFL true or false, and then I'm just going to give a quick note on the Lance Armstrong 30 for 30. Maybe I'm out there on this one, but I had to turn it off midway. We'll talk about all that next on The Fan. It's a good question here at The Fan text line. Who would the next foursome be if you had to do a tournament this weekend? They won't, but I still think they should. Would you mix it with celebrities again or other athletes? Where would you go with it? Would you? I don't know if four golfers, you know, unless you did Tiger, Phil, Koepka, Rory or something like that, like huge names, all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they draw in the same way that Tom Brady and Peyton Manning do, because say what you want about them, man, they probably got a decent percentage of that audience to go, I love Tom. Oh, I love Peyton. I'll watch.
Yeah,
well, I think the one guy we know loves golf is Steph Curry. I think you get Curry in.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a season potentially to get ready for.
Does he? What about MJ?
No.
You don't think people would tune in to watch with the MJ fever we got right now?
Steph and
that's a
MJ,
smart idea.
Steph and MJ with Justin Thomas, who we know is good on the mic, with Brooks Koepka.
No way. Don't you have to do Keegan Bradley against MJ?
Keegan versus
he's
MJ.
The one that he rocks the MJ. He's the, I think he's the lone golf.
The MJ golfer.
Endorser of Michael Jordan golf stuff.
And no, then, actually, Harold Varner III is a jump brand player, and I think there's a couple others, too. He has four or five out there.
Mm.
Tony Romo. A lot of people texting in Tony Romo.
Romo Curry.
Romo Curry.
I think the thing, too, is not just about finding somebody that's good at golf. And this would be the thing with Steph Curry is you have to have a personality. Like, it wasn't like if Peyton Manning was
did you
not,
think Tiger's personality was all that
well,
great?
Well, see, Tiger's Tiger. Yeah. Like, Tiger could not say a word for all 18 holes. And he get if you just
but he
aired,
got in because everybody else started getting in the mix, then he
yeah,
had his
got
subtle
going.
Jabs. So once he was comfortable with the atmosphere of what was going on, plus the fact that he didn't miss a fairway, I think, until the eighth or ninth hole.
Well, he was playing old man golf. He was doing those Tiger stingers just straight out and let them roll a little bit.
Like if you just aired Tiger Woods playing 18 holes, I think you would get 2 million viewers.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's
yeah.
just that's the Tiger effect.
Now, the trick is if they were down three at the turn, would he have been as chatty or yeah, would he have clammed up and been... You know, club throwing Tiger.
And then Barkley is watchable because one, it's a train wreck, and two, he's hilarious.
I don't want to watch him golf.
You don't want to watch him play.
I actually thought he did. I'll say this:
you just put him on the broadcast.
He was really good on that broadcast. He didn't overstep. He didn't try to talk the whole time. When he talked, he had something funny. He took, you know, the shots from Justin Thomas or Tom Brady when he told him to shut his mouth. He rolled with it. He participated. He offered Brady $50,000 if he had it closest to the hole or 25. He even got on the green. As soon as Brady hit the tee shot, it goes way right. And Barkley goes, well, there's always next time, Tom. I want Barkley on the telecast. Yeah. I don't want
to
watch Barkley golf.
The entertainment.
I know Barkley sucks at golf. I don't. That'd be like me saying, I want to watch me golf. No, thank you. I'm terrible. I don't want to watch a terrible golfer.
I think they did something like that with the TNT crew too last year when the wasn't the PGA Championship at East Lake in Atlanta, and I think they had a thing down there because their studios were down there, so they went and played. I can't remember if they aired it on TV, but I remember seeing highlights where they put like the shot tracer up for some of Barkley's tee shots, and you just watch the laser just it was not hitting the fairway. So
okay.
He's not very good.
One, I want to ask you quickly. How, like, I know Tiger got really big during the weightlifting stuff in his life, and clearly he took the note of everybody in the world saying, dude, stop doing that. It's not helping your body. And he doesn't lift, I think, quite as much. Boy, he looks so much smaller than all of them, didn't he?
He's got skinny legs.
Even Phil looked bigger than Tiger. Yeah. And I was kind of like, what? Is that because you don't have pants on?
Yeah, I think it's just you've just never seen him play in shorts, really. Because every time you watch him, you see him in pants. And he was bulky up top. Not bulky, but he was well built up top.
I think his legs have always been... Yeah, all his work was up in his shoulder and his chest and his torso. I think his legs were just... He didn't want those to get big and bulky because he needed his legs to be able to rotate.
Yeah.
Also, whose golf cart would you have bought if you had the money? Which one would you have wanted to purchase? Because they auctioned
Tigers.
All four of them
oh,
off.
Oh, did they really
yeah.
auction
yeah,
them all
that was
off?
Cool.
They customed the carts and then auctioned them off. Yeah, to raise more.
No, Tigers.
I mean, Tigers
was cool. Yeah,
Tigers was pretty badass.
It's Tigers.
Peyton's was pretty good. It had all the different, I mean, it had Colts and Broncos and Volunteers. And
TV12.
Phil's was a little
TV12.
On that TV12 card. Yeah.
Did you guys see the Phil Mickelson trash talk video in the parking lot?
Yep.
That he tweeted out.
Oh yeah, before the round.
His math equation and hitting bombs and cuts. Like, dude, Phil Mickelson has been a phenomenal social media follow. I think that's just the thing though. Like, if you want to rope people in to watch for 4 hours. There's. I think if you went with four good
that
golfers,
round was about 5.5 to 6.
It went for a long time.
Started almost an hour after they came on the air.
And to average that number of viewers throughout the entire thing, I think tells you that it's not just golf, right? Like if you throw, and this is a prime example again of last week where you had four world class golfers out there, but all of them are very dry personalities. Like we love Ricky Fowler because he wears bright and vibrant clothes. The guy doesn't have much of a personality.
They're dull.
So you have to have something. There needs to be trash talk. There needs to be funny banter back and forth. I think that's the angle if you want to rope in big viewers and make a lot of money and have it be worth your while.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people texting in Bill Murray. Bill Murray would be great. If you get Bill Murray out there talking trash, playing against MJ mixed with, you know, a couple other golfers, if you want to get Tiger Woods involved again, just because he's going to rope people in, you have to have good personalities. And they did this weekend.
It was nice to watch one of the best at his position all time to be about as bad at something as I am.
Yeah, there's no chance Tom's an 8 handicap.
It's zero. Unless he dialed it in, retired, and played year round. Yeah, okay. I'll say his athletic ability, which clearly he's got a lot of it. His swing looked fine. I think he eventually gets to 8 handicap. There is no chance he's even sub 14 handicap. Yeah. He is terrible.
Yeah.
Half the shots, they were giving him gimme putts. This was bothering me too. Every time Tom Brady seemed to get a putt.
Yeah, they tried to cheer him up.
Dude, he'd be like 5-6 feet away and like, that's a gimme, Tom.
They're good.
Come on, that's a gimme putt distance. We're doing 5 and 6 feet away. I had like a 3.5 foot putt on your bachelor party weekend.
Hey, money's on the line. You right. Putt it out, Bob.
Yeah, we're playing for $20. I had to putt out, and guess what? I missed it. High pressure golf putts, man.
Yeah, that you texted me that. I started chuckling when you said, what's the proper distance for gimme putts?
Well, what is it? Because if the pros are saying, go ahead, Tom, you can take a 5.5 foot putt, that's a gimme. Excuse me. I saw him off the tee box just spray it right in. Gimme for Tom Brady.
There's a couple follow-up questions. One, are you playing for money? And if the answer is no, if you're putting for something that is not worthwhile, I will give you a lot of putts.
Like if I'm at 6 feet, we're not playing for money, and I'm putting, and my current putt is going to be for like a 9.
Yeah, pick it up. You're good. You don't need to make that putt. But if you're putting for par, and you got a birdie putt that's like 2-3 feet. Like, okay, then you finish that out.
Then tell me what's the distance that's gimme when money's on the line.
When money's on the line, I usually go inside of inside 10 inches.
Okay.
And those, I mean, essentially, it's just a tap in to finish it anyways.
Boy, he was getting a yeah. If
I'm playing with money on the line and it has to be your opponent, it's all up to the opponent to give you the putt to say that's good. But if you roll one to like 6 inches away from the hole, I'm not going to make you go mark it and stand over it and finish. Like,
that's a different situation, though, right? That's like, what a great shot. That's a gimme that you earned that, right? Yeah. You're going to tap that in anyway.
There was one, though, Tiger gave. I think it was that putt that Brady made because Phil was just inside him by a foot or something. It was like 12 feet out. He gave it because he didn't want Phil to show Tom the line. Phil actually took an extra stroke. So Phil could have putted that, even though it was for par, but shown Brady the line. That was strategy. Tiger gave him, said that putt's good because he didn't want Phil to show him the line.
No, I know, but
and
Brady,
that's part of match play. Yeah.
Brady had like 2 or 3 gimmies, though, that were at least 6 feet. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, that's because he was already 2 strokes.
Yeah, there was no more.
It doesn't matter. Putt out like every other normal American that has
putt
to
like
golf.
Putt like a champion, all right?
They suck.
You don't do that in match play.
I don't care. I want to see
format.
It. I want to see it. I got to putt out, make somebody else putt out. God, I love watching how bad he was, too. And something about that made me happy.
It does. It cheers you up a little bit. Watching other people struggle and go through some misery who have otherwise a perfect life, I did enjoy that. Wondering to myself, could I beat Tom Brady at golf? And the answer for most of the day was, yeah, I think I could probably take him.
Who was the first of the three that watched him play and went, 8 handicap, huh?
Wow, really, Tom?
Because I think it was Tiger in his mind. I think Tiger was like, 8 handicap, my ass.
Yeah, I'm not buying that at all, Tom.
I don't know. They had been playing practice rounds all week.
Tom played a round before they played.
Yeah, he played 18
holes.
He
got out there in the morning and played 18 holes before their match play tournament.
That's the most Tom Brady thing of all time.
I know.
He's got to go get dialed in, make sure I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have a poll question up, though. You can go vote on what the proper distance is for gimme putts. Format does have a lot to do with it. Money has a lot to do with
it.
But there does become, I think, to the point that you're making, like match play is different because there's nothing for him to putt for if he doesn't have a chance to win the hole, right? So you just tell him to pick it up. But there does become a point when you're playing with somebody who's struggling that you get there. Like if you're playing with somebody that's throwing up 7s and 8s every hole, like you get like you're with inside 5 feet. I'm giving you that putt, man. Like you're struggling enough. You look miserable. You're not having any fun. That's good.
Just
go
take
ahead.
It.
You take that putt. That one's yours, buddy.
What do you want me to put on this? A snowman or more?
Yeah, just take that one. That one counts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.